Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. George Frederick Handel wrote his water music for the King of England. Most aristocrats, members of the nobility, hired composers to write music for them. But some kings and nobles actually wrote music themselves. Henry VIII, another king of England, is famous for having married six wives, not all at once, of course, and for cutting the heads off a couple of them. When Henry VIII wasn't busy getting married, divorced, or widowed, or ruling England, he liked to compose. In 1547, the year Henry VIII died, Ivan the Terrible became Tsar, the Russian equivalent of king. They called him terrible because of what he did to some of the people in his country, not because of the way he wrote music. Several centuries before Ivan the Terrible, in what we now know as Spain, Alfonso X, also called Alfonso el Sabio or Alfonso the Wise, was king of Castile and León. Alfonso was also a poet and musician who put together a huge collection of music in praise of the Virgin Mary, some of which he composed. In the Middle Ages, there were plenty of composers from noble families. In France, they were called troubadours or trouvères, and in German-speaking countries, they were known as minnesingers. All of them wrote songs about love, like this one by a Tyrolean knight named Oswald von Wolkenstein. Boundaries in Europe have changed a lot down through history. None of today's European countries look the way they used to. One part of Germany used to be known as Prussia, and one of the kings of Prussia was Frederick the Great. Frederick was great at two things: making his kingdom bigger through politics and wars, and playing the flute. He never went anywhere, including into battle, without his flute. Frederick hired a lot of great composers for his court, and he also did some composing himself. One of Frederick the Great's nephews, Prince Louis Ferdinand of Prussia, was also a composer. He wrote this tune. And Austrian Archduke Rudolf turned it into a set of variations. Archduke Rudolf was much more famous for music that other composers dedicated to him, like Beethoven's Archduke Trio. Hildegard von Bingen was born over 900 years ago, near the town of Bingen, Germany. She wasn't a countess or a duchess or a queen. She was a nun, but she came from a noble family. Hildegard von Bingen was famous for much more than her religious work. She wrote books on medicine, and she wrote poetry and music. There was a time when it was not cool to be a composer, unless you were king, in which case anything you did was cool because you were the king. In the 18th century, composers were servants, and no member of the nobility wanted to be confused with a servant. A Dutch nobleman, a count with the unique name of Unico Wilhelm van Wassenaar, liked to write music, but he didn't want anyone to know about it. When a publisher asked to print some of the Count's concertos, he said, "Okay, but only if you don't put my name on them." It took music historians a long time to figure out who had composed the anonymous concertos. After all that European royalty, next month we'll hear from an all-American composer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati.